Kimitzion Tetzei Torah Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Karen Goldscheider from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning about Modim Derabanan. Harvard Medical School recently published an article which states that greater happiness is strongly and consistently associated with gratitude. Gratitude helps people in multiple ways. They feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. Our sages Chazal highlighted this notion thousands of years ago when composing our tefillot. Chazal tell us that during Chazarat Hashatz, while the Chazan is saying Modim, the congregation expresses their own words of thanks. They bow with him and recite Modim Derabanan, whose nusach differs from that of the Modim in the Amida. The Gemara in Sota, Mem Amud Aleph, asks, Bizman shehashaliach tzibor omer modim, ha'am mahem omrim? While the Chazan is saying modim, what do the people say? This seems to be a strange question, because during the recitation of all the other brachot during Chazarat Hashatz, the congregation is expected to simply listen and say amen. The Abu Draham in the 14th century in his classic commentary on the Siddur says, that the reason that the congregation is expected to add their own words of thanksgiving to recite Modim Derabanan is based on the following idea. She'ein derech ha'eved lehodot l'rabo al yedei shaliach. If we wish to properly express our thanks in service to Hashem, our master, we must do so personally. It is inappropriate to address our gratitude through a third party. This is why it is insufficient to rely on the shaliach tzibor's modim. Every person has to say their own modim, expressing their own individual thanks. We cannot delegate thanks. It has to come directly from us. Rav Kook teaches us other important lessons about gratitude. Each morning, we do not wait until we wash our hands to say Mode Ani. Gratitude must be expressed immediately. It must not be delayed. Rav Kook continues that we can apply this idea to our interpersonal relationships when another human being bestows kindness upon us. Our expression of gratitude should be forthcoming immediately. Gratitude is a way for individuals to appreciate what we have instead of always reaching for something new in the hopes it will make us happier or thinking we can't feel satisfied until all our needs are met. Gratitude helps us refocus on what we have instead of what we lack. The Gemara in Brachot Daf Zayin Amid Bet remarks that from the day Hashem created the world, no one thanked him until Leah came and thanked him. Leah Imenu named her fourth son Yehuda, which stems from the word hoda'ah, or gratitude. Rav Moshe Targan, a Rambam in Yeshivat Har Etzion, asks, what made Leah's naming a superior example of gratitude? Others before Leah had undoubtedly expressed their gratitude, but Leah's gratitude was different. Sadly, Leah faced challenges in her life, knowing she was her husband's second choice. Yet Leah isn't exasperated by her situation. Rather, she chooses to embrace her potential, and this courage grants her realistic and authentic gratitude. Leah was the paradigm of gratitude precisely because she faced a complex situation, savored her successes, and expressed her gratitude in the face of her continuing struggles. Leah didn't just express gratitude, but embedded it into her child's name. She didn't just experience gratitude, she voiced it. The more we actually express our gratitude, the more deeply we feel it, and the more frequently we sense it. Our tefillot remind us of this critical point. When we say Modim Derabanan each day, we are reminded of the importance of giving voice to our gratitude, of appreciating our blessings, and recognizing that they come from Hashem. May all of our lives be full of only blessing, and may we appreciate and voice thanks for those blessings each and every day. Thank you for learning together.